Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. When a stock drops 27% in a single month, most people panic. But here's the thing. The stock you're looking at has actually been on a wild ride for years, down nearly 80% over the last 5 years. So the real question is, has the market already priced in the worst, or is this a falling knife with a long way to go? Let's dig into Under Armour. Under Armour has been one of the most polarizing names in retail for a while now. Once a high-flying challenger to Nike and Adidas, the company has spent the last few years in a painful restructuring, and the stock chart reflects that struggle. But here's what's interesting. After a brutal stretch, we're seeing signs that the market might be starting to look past the worst of it. Let's break down what's actually happening under the hood. For those who need a quick refresher, Under Armour designs and distributes athletic apparel, footwear, and accessories for men, women, and youth. Founded back in 1996 by Kevin Plank, who's still at the helm as CEO, the company is headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland, and employs around 14,000 people globally. It's a true American sportswear brand, competing in a brutally competitive space against giants with much deeper pockets. The business operates across North America, EMEA, Asia Pacific, and Latin America, with North America still being the biggest chunk of the pie. And that's both a strength and a vulnerability, as we'll get into shortly. Let's talk about the revenue picture, because that's where the restructuring story really shows up. For fiscal 2026, Under Armour generated just under $5 billion in revenue. That's down from nearly $5.2 billion the year before, and down from over $5.7 billion back in fiscal 2024. So we're looking at a company that has been shrinking, not growing. Breaking that down by segment, apparel is still the core engine, bringing in about $3.4 billion. Footwear came in at just over $1 billion. Accessories added around $400 million, and licensing contributed a little over $100 million. Geographically, North America still dominates with roughly $2.9 billion in revenue. EMEA is next at about $1.2 billion, followed by Asia Pacific at around $700 million, and Latin America at about $230 million. The key takeaway here is that this is a company in transition. Management has been deliberately shrinking the business, cutting SKUs, reducing discounting, and pulling back from unprofitable channels. That's painful in the short term, but the whole thesis is that it sets up a healthier, more profitable business on the other side. Now let's get into the earnings picture, because this is where things get really interesting. The most recent quarter, Q1 of fiscal 2027, which ended June 30th, 2026, showed revenue down about 3% to $1.1 billion. That's a deceleration from the steeper declines we saw in prior quarters, which is actually a sign that the bleeding might be slowing. But here's the thing that really matters. The bottom line. Under Armour has been losing money. For fiscal 2026, the company reported a net loss of roughly $496 million, or about $1.16 per diluted share. That's a significant step down from the $200 million loss in fiscal 2025. Now, before you run for the hills, let's put this in context. A lot of these losses are tied to restructuring charges, the costs of closing stores, exiting certain product lines, and reorganizing the business. The company has been taking its medicine all at once, which inflates the losses on paper. The good news, management has signaled that restructuring is expected to wrap up soon, and they're aiming for stabilization, not growth, but stabilization, by fiscal 2027. And on the earnings call, they talked about focusing on product quality, operational efficiency, and strategic marketing to strengthen the brand long term. On the latest earnings call, the tone was cautiously optimistic. Management acknowledged the revenue declines, but emphasized that they're seeing early signs of traction in their key initiatives. They talked about improving product sell-through rates, cleaner inventory positions, and a more disciplined approach to promotions. One of the most notable themes was the focus on operational efficiency. The company has been aggressively cutting costs, rationalizing its product catalog, and streamlining its supply chain. And while those moves hurt in the short term, they're designed to build a leaner, more profitable business model. The other big topic was the brand itself. Management knows that Under Armour needs to re-earn its place in the market. They're investing in product innovation and marketing to reconnect with core athletes and performance-focused consumers. It's a long road, but they're clearly committed to the turnaround. Let's pull up the financial statements and look at the bigger picture. The balance sheet is actually in decent shape. The company has about $309 million in cash and cash equivalents. Total assets comfortably $4.4 billion against total liabilities of about $3 billion. So equity stands at around $1.4 billion. The current ratio is about 1.8, which means current assets comfortably cover current liabilities. That gives the company some breathing room as it navigates this transition. The income statement is where the pain shows up. Gross margin came in at about 47% for fiscal 2026. That's actually down from around 48% the prior year. But operating income was negative, and as we mentioned, net income was a loss of nearly $500 million. Cash flow is a bit of a mixed bag. Operating cash flow was negative in fiscal 2026 at negative $75 million. Free cash flow was also negative at around negative $162 million. That's not great, but it's largely a function of the restructuring costs and working capital adjustments. One thing worth noting, the company has no dividend, so income investors aren't going to find anything here. But for turnaround investors, the balance sheet strength is a key risk mitigant. They're not in danger of going bankrupt while they fix the business. Okay, let's step back and look at this through a classic SWOT lens. Starting with strengths. Under Armour has a strong, recognizable brand in the performance athletic space. It's not Nike, but it has a loyal following among serious athletes. The company also has a solid balance sheet with manageable debt, and it's generating meaningful gross margins of around 47%, which shows the underlying product economics are intact. On the weakness side, the most obvious one is the prolonged revenue decline. This isn't a one-quarter blip. We're talking about multiple years of shrinking top line. The company has also had negative net income for several years, and the return on equity is deeply negative. Management credibility has taken a hit after multiple strategy shifts. Now for opportunities. The global athletic apparel market is still growing, especially in emerging markets like Asia Pacific and Latin America. Under Armour has room to expand internationally. There's also potential in the women's category, which has been underpenetrated relative to the men's business. And the recent collaboration with Persona AI to explore performance materials for humanoid robotics is an interesting, if speculative, long-term optionality. Innovation in materials could give the brand a fresh edge. And finally, threats. Competition is brutal. Nike, Adidas, Lululemon, and a host of upstart brands are all fighting for the same consumer dollar. The retail environment is also challenging, with shifting consumer preferences and ongoing pressure on discretionary spending. And there's always the risk that the turnaround takes longer than expected, or that the brand continues to lose relevance with younger consumers. Now let's look at the price action, because that's where the emotion really lives. Over the past year, UAA is basically flat, up about 1%, but that masks some serious volatility. In the last month alone, the stock is down about 27%. Over the last 6 months, it's down over 32%. And if you zoom out to 5 years, it gets even uglier. The stock is down nearly 79%. That's a catastrophic decline for long-term holders. The current price sits around $5 and change, with a market cap of roughly $2.3 billion. The stock is trading at about 45 hundredths of a time's sales, which is cheap on a purely revenue basis. But as we've seen, revenue has been shrinking, so you have to be careful with that metric. The 52-week range has been wide, reflecting the uncertainty, and the stock's beta of about 1.65 tells you that it's significantly more volatile than the broader market. This is not a stock for the faint of heart. So, should you consider a short-term trade here? After a 27% monthly drop, the stock is oversold by almost any technical measure. But oversold can always get more oversold in a turnaround story that's not yet working. The key thing to watch is whether the revenue decline continues to moderate, If the next few quarters show stabilization, the stock could bounce hard from these levels. But if the declines accelerate again, there's no telling where the bottom might be. For short-term traders, this is a high-risk, high-reward setup. The volatility is extreme, and you need to be prepared for sharp moves in both directions. For long-term investors, the short-term price action is less relevant than the fundamental trajectory of the business. Now, let's get to what really matters. What is this business actually worth? We ran Under Armour through the MarketSnap valuation engine, and the model settled on a forward price-to-earnings approach as the primary lens. That's because the company has been losing money on a trailing basis, so traditional earnings multiples don't work. But analysts do have forward estimates, and the model projects a return to profitability within the next year or so. The model also used a price-to-sales approach as a supporting check, given the revenue-based nature of the business. And we factored in a discount rate of 7.5% with a terminal growth rate of 2.8%. So what did we get? The MarketSnap fair value estimate comes out to around $9 per share. The stock is currently trading at roughly $6. That implies a gap of about 40%, meaning the model sees meaningful upside from current levels. Now let's be clear about what drives this valuation. The first big driver is the expected return to profitability. The model assumes the company gets back to earning money within the next year, and that's a critical assumption. If that gets delayed, the fair value drops significantly. The second driver is the forward earnings multiple. The model is applying a multiple in the low 30s on projected earnings, which is generous for a company with decelerating growth. If the market decides to apply a lower multiple, the fair value shrinks. The third driver is the revenue trajectory. The model assumes revenue stabilizes and eventually returns to modest growth. If revenue keeps declining, the whole valuation breaks down. Here's the honest truth. These assumptions matter a lot. Change the discount rate or the terminal growth rate, and the fair value moves by several dollars in either direction. If you disagree with our inputs, you can plug in your own assumptions on the MarketSnap intrinsic value calculator on our website and see how the number shifts. All right, here's my honest take on Under Armour. This is a classic deep value turnaround play, and it comes with all the risks that label implies. The bull case is straightforward. The stock trades at around $6. The model suggests it's worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $9, and the company has a strong balance sheet to survive the transition. If management delivers on its promise of stabilization, the stock could re-rate significantly. The bear case is equally clear. This turnaround has been going on for years, and the results have been disappointing. Revenue keeps shrinking, the company keeps losing money, and the competitive environment isn't getting any easier. There's a real risk that this becomes a value trap, cheap for a reason, and staying cheap. If you had invested $10,000 5 years ago, it would be worth roughly $2,000 today. That's the harsh reality of this stock's recent history. But looking forward, if the company executes and the stock returns to fair value over the next 5 years, $10,000 could grow to somewhere around $14,000. That's a roughly 8% annualized return. Decent, but not spectacular. The key thing to watch is the next few quarters. Revenue stabilization is the single most important metric. If we see the declines moderate further, and especially if we see a return to positive growth, the stock could re-rate quickly. If not, the losses could continue. I think the risk-reward is actually starting to get interesting here, but I'd want to see confirmation of the turnaround before committing serious capital. This is a stock to watch closely, not one to buy blindly. What do you think about UAA? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.